Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle, our Prophecy Night, our open line. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I actually been trying to, prior to coming on live, to open up or maintain the switchboard so that I can take all the incoming calls for prophecy tonight. But in whatever way that they may happen, whether I get the board up or not, the switchboard, I will still be releasing the Word of God. Hopefully, I'll be able to open up all the phone lines to those that are waiting to speak with me. Let me just say that if you need to get in contact with me or reach me at our social network sites, Facebook, you may do so by reaching me at facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum Page, lowercase i. Or you can also reach me on the ministry Facebook page at facebook.com, Liberty Mountains of All Nations. Or if you would like to reach me at my personal email box, you may do so at Prophetic Miracles Ministries at gmail.com. So once again, I thank God for all those that are live with me, and those who are always live with me know that these type of technical difficulties do happen. I do ask you all to be patient as I am speaking and working on my end to be able to accommodate you all according to what the Lord may have for you on this night. But I want to share with you why I'm trying to open up the switchboard tonight. And I don't want to forget those that are listening live via internet, and even those that may be calling for the first time. Sometime in the year of 2016, here our Prophetic Miracle Prophecy Night open telephone lines is going to have every Wednesday. I'll be opening up the lines. Wednesday will be dedicated, I should say, to our relationship night. So you can call in for your prophecies concerning that. And, you know, relationship does not necessarily have to be husband and wife or wife and husband, but it could be daughter to daughter, mother to mother, wherever the need may be at in your life. This is something that actually God was dealing with me prior to coming on live. I'm not sure what month. Again, it's something that I'm definitely praying on, that the Lord would give me more clarity and what month here. On Prophecy Night, Wednesday will specifically be dedicated to Relationship Night. If you're joining here live, Prophetic Miracle Prophecy Night, open lines, I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I am working on trying to get the switchboards up and running. But nevertheless, I do ask you all, if you are in the switchboard and you are waiting to speak with me, just be patient. But nevertheless, the way that the Lord wants to show the goal, that's the way I'm going to roll. So whatever way that God will come in and fix in and work on this situation. His word is definitely going to get, definitely go forth without any other interruptions. Also, I want to say that when you call here in for Prophecy Night, all calls are recorded, and I do keep a detailed brief information on each caller, and the purpose for that is to not only get familiar to whom I'm speaking with, but also to know that specific word for that specific person should they have to call back into the show in regards to any given prophecy that has been given to them. So I just want to let you know that you're not a stranger here, and that when you do call here, everything is taken into consideration, because once again, it's not my doing. It's God using me to be a blessing to you all. So I wanted to stress that information out to you. And also, sometime next month, I'll be also setting up a P.O. box for those that the Lord has pressed upon your heart to sow into the ministry, or whatever God has given you concerning the ministry. I want to be able to set that up so that way whatever profits and whatever seed are being sold by those that are submitting to the ministry, that they will specifically be used and for the building of God's kingdom. Now, I don't want anyone to say, well, okay, now she's looking to get paid. Yes, everybody looks to get paid, but the type of seed and the type of payment that I'm talking about does involve proceeds, does involve money, but again, it's to build up to what God has given to me as far as his kingdom is concerned and as far as his people are concerned. If God is pressing upon your heart to be a blessing in that area to the ministry, by all means, I would encourage you all to do so and do by God's will also. I also want to mention tonight that I do have private one-on-one sessions that I do speak to people by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And again, if you are interested in that, you can always email me at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. So as I'm still, again, if you're joining me live, I'm still working on the switchboard. I'm still having some difficulties, but I thank God that he has given me wisdom and knowledge to still release prophecy without speaking to the individual. So I'm just going to go ahead and just release the word of God as he has given me his word, even now as I speak. I do ask those that are in the switchboard or those that are listening via our internet that if I should get the switchboard up and anything that you have heard from my mouth tonight, if it does involve you, definitely let me know. I know one of the things that I want to release prophetically to those on the line, again, there has such been a bleeding in my heart in regards to relationships, and I'm finding that more women are being affected by what has happening. Now, this is not to say that you are a male caller, that you're not in pain or despair, but God has ministered to my heart, even for tonight, too, for those that are waiting for me to get the switchboard up, that there's such a great pain and need. And the Lord is revealing to me that not only that there's a separation and relationship, but there's also a spirit of impatience and waiting on God for that specific man that he has in your life. And I just want to prophetically tackle on that tonight, because, again, though you may not be able to reach me directly, but God will still show me and tell me what his people need to receive on this hour. Let me just say this. Separation can be good, and separation can be bad. But nevertheless, any time that there's separation by God, we know that purpose is involved. I hope you all catch that. Because any time something is being separated by God, that means that God has a plan. God has specifically strategized a plan in that separation between you and that person. The Lord is saying that if it's your husband or your wife that you have been separated from by me, God is saying, there is a purpose and a plan for that separation. See, a lot of times when we hear the word separation, we hit the roof. But God is saying that separation also brings growth. Separation also brings strength. God says separation also can bring greater faith. Who am I talking to tonight? God says in the process of that separation, your eye will only see him. And that could be the greatest separation from your loved one, regardless to whatever you have been dealing in the relationship. Sometimes we have to position ourselves in a place with God so that we are able to receive. Lord, I thank you. So if you're listening tonight on this call, you were separated from your mother, separated from your father, sister, brother, husband, wife, whatever it may be. God say, if I separated you, then I have a purpose and a plan. And this is to the woman that's crying refusely, that has no strength to the point of giving up, to the point of breakdown. When we are separated from the things we love, we think life has stopped. Life has ended. God is saying tonight that life has just begun with you. Wipe those tears. Throw in the towel, God is saying. Stay and hang on there, trusting and knowing that the God that you serve, I serve, or the God that you're learning tonight for the first time is an awesome, wonderful God. And he makes no mistake. And to the things that he does for the children whom he loves unconditionally. There's a lot of women tonight that needs answers on many different issues tonight. Again, it's all surrounded by relationships. It's all surrounded by a woman or by a man. God is saying that your greater answer, your greater understanding, your greater strength, your greater faith, your greater belief can only be found in him. Let not the word of God just lie on a job or rely just on a car or rely on a marriage. Don't get me wrong what I'm about to say. But you need to know that there's greater power in God that he wants to reveal unto our life rather than a home and a car. See, it's where you are positioned in God is going to set geographical locations to where you are in life. So the less relationship, the less contact, the less understanding you have with him, then you're in a geographical location and you lost and you can't find your way out. You're going to need to know your geographical location because it's going to be when those situations come within your marriage, come within your relationship, come within your job, your home and your children, you're going to have to be connected to a life support or connected to a life force that's going to allow you to understand your geographical location, and that can only be if you are connected to God. There's someone on the line tonight that's a pet lover, love dogs, love cats, and, you know, you name them. They love them. Their lives are dedicated to them. This means the world to them. And there's nothing wrong with being a lover of something specifically. But anytime you're a lover of something that is greater than the Father himself, he's a very jealous God. It's not that he's telling you, let your love for animals die. No. He's saying tonight that the very same love that you have for these animals is the very same love that I'm trying to get connected to you. Some of you have already heard the voice of God speaking to you. Some of you have made excuses saying, no, it ain't God. You know, it must be something else going on, ringing in my ear. God is speaking to you all tonight. I'm just only here as a prophet of God to bring confirmation to what you all was going to ask me tonight. And again, if you're joining me live, there is technical difficulties with the switchboard, but I'm still prophetically releasing prophecy to those that are connected on the line. There are some of you connected on the line that have already spoken to me, have already seen confirmation to the prophecies, to the word of God that has been given to you over your life. And to God be all the glory in regard to that. Some of you all need prayer tonight because you all are dealing with situations in your life that requires some kind of support, some kind of mechanism that's going to connect you and keep one piece, one perfect peace with God. God is saying tonight that his hand is resting upon you tonight. There's someone connected on the line or know someone that deals with a severe bad headache. God is saying tonight that that person will find rest. That person will find strength. That person will find healing and deliverance and me, because I am God. Some of you are listening tonight just had to come on the show just to hear somebody's voice of encouragement. And God is saying, it is I who speak through my prophets. It is I who love my prophets and will not hide anything from my people, because I love, because God say he loves you. There's someone connected alive tonight in regards to your schooling or education. God is saying, let that rest, let that be. Understand the power that is in with me. God say the same way he worked it out for you to start school, it's the same way he's going to work it out for you to stay in school. My God, Lord, I thank you. God is speaking to a mother tonight who loves her children unconditionally, would do anything for them. God is saying tonight, I need that same love from you. I need to feel that same love that you're giving those children, because it is I, meaning God himself, who has given you that first love. And God said, if you learn to just simply be faithful over the little things, God said, when I bless you with the greater things, not only you appreciate them, but you'll be a blessing to somebody else. God is saying tonight that some of you all came to hear one thing, but God said, I'm giving you what you need tonight. through my prophet. I'm speaking to you tonight. Because God is saying that the same way that you cannot get to the switchboard to speak to me directly, maybe the same way you're in a situation, are you going to know how to get connected to me? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I see a woman that's on the line tonight, and I'm kind of pausing because I'm trying to figure out what would be the correct name to call you. But I'm going to call you for the name that I first seen. And the Spirit of the Lord has shown me that you are a gypsy. And the Spirit of the Lord is also showing me that he is going to remove your garment and clean your life up. And he said that you would be a strong vessel for his kingdom. God is saying that the things that you used to do, you will no longer do. He said that the work that I have put in you will be transferred to my glory, that I be glorified. Let me just say this to you. Sometimes I do get psychic people that come on, and I have got a few psychic people that have called the show. Now, let me just say this in a correct way. Tonight, prophetic miracle is not subject to the prophet and the psychic. But what I will say about the psychic is that the psychic task, the psychic job, the psychic assignment is not for the kingdom of God. It doesn't mean that the psychic does not have the gift to see, the gift to foretell, but the task, the assignment is not for the kingdom of God. So any time that I'm prophesying to a psychic, there is a difference because what I do is specifically for the kingdom of God because I have surrendered. I have took acknowledgement to the one and only Savior, our Jesus Christ in my life. I took acknowledgement to the Father of the Son who has rescued me, who has died, who has been buried and resurrected today in my life and made the commandment that I will speak and prophesy the word of God as his prophet to the nations and to his kingdom. So in regards to the gypsy, matter of fact, God is saying there's three gypsies tonight on the phone. And see, a lot of times we take our gifts and talents and we confuse them. God help me. Our talent is more of a lineage that comes down from the traits of our family. You ever heard of a family? The father is a cop, the son is a cop, the daughter becomes a cop, or the father is a musician, the daughter becomes a musician, and so forth. Well, there's nothing wrong with the talent that God has given you, but God wants his people to operate in the gift. And when you are operating, in a sense, as a gypsy or as a psychic, you're not operating really in your spiritual gift. Because, see, there's rules and regulations when it comes to speaking, prophesying on the word of God. And that rule and regulation is God's will. See, the gypsy or the psychic is not subject to anyone. They can do their tarot cards. They can do whatever, and whatever works for them, that's what they can do. Well, the prophet is subject to the prophet, and the prophet is also subject to God. So there's a kind of little understanding there that I don't know why God is taking me down that way, but I'm going to say what God say, and it's something that we need to know. So You have to come off the treasures of your talent to the gypsy and to the psyche. And God is saying that now you have to take that energy and move it in a spiritual gift. And the only way that you got to move it in a spiritual gift is not that easy. You have to surrender your life to Christ. And before I close tonight, and again, those that are just coming in and just joining me for the first time, it's quite clear we had technical difficulties tonight with the switchboard, and I'm not even not giving room to the devil. If it happened this way, this is the way that God wanted. But I just want to say that Prophecy Night is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you were on the line tonight, when you recall back, if God allows you to, on Friday, just let me know that you were there Wednesday. And the purpose for that is to take acknowledgement to those, because a lot of you tonight stayed on to listen. And I thank God for that, because we all need a word, and I need a word. And when I need a word, I have to go to God. So I just want to tell you all tonight that what you heard tonight and whatever prophecy fit your life, begin to give God thanks and glory for that. If you listen tonight and you told yourself, well, she ain't saying nothing I want to hear, yes, I did say something that you want to hear. And what I said was something that you can learn, because if you're not going through it now, you will go through it. It will come a time, a point in your life. So I believe that you all have received tonight. And I'm not going to even apologize for the switchboard technical difficulties, because the word of God still has spoken to you all and has spoken to me. I just thank God for your patience, and I thank God for your obedience. And I thank God that you all are coming and listening and hearing what God is speaking prophetically. Let me just say this. I have a correction. I will not be live on Friday, December 25th. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I will resume, and I have it written right here in my book, I will resume my normal schedule on Monday, December 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, again, if you were on the line tonight for Wednesday, and you come in and God allows you to remember, make sure you let me know that you were on the line on Wednesday, today, December 23rd, Monday. So I want every woman that is listening to be encouraged and look forward to Relationship Prophecy Night on every Wednesday, sometime starting in 2016. And I see someone also who have already went for hand surgery, and you've been having pain in that left hand. God is going to heal that. I hear the word, oh, God, copper tone. I'm not sure what that may mean medically or in regards to your injury, but just be patient. God has his hand upon you. So once again, from my heart to your heart, 30 minutes do come very quickly. I just want to thank you all, and I truly, truly, truly love you all, and I want life to be better for you. And most of all, I want God in your life. So this is what this prophecy night is for, not just coming and giving you treats and goodies of the word of God, but that you all may know him for yourself. And this is what this is all about. I'm not a compromising prophet. Whatever God gives me, I speak. I don't bite my tongue, and I don't flicker my teeth. So I just love you all, and I just thank you for tuning in live here. Prophetic Miracle, Prophecy Night, Open Line. God bless you all. And again, I'll see you all on Monday, December 28th, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Somebody said, "Aw, you know, yeah, God will be with you, and so will I." So love you all, and thank you for joining me live. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.